And we would be doing a mix of one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom units. So just a few more pictures here, and I'll try and blaze through these in the essence of time.
Typically, what kind of age group, or is it mixed age group?
It's quite mixed. Yeah. And so on the map that Chris had shown, here's just a concrete list of the projects that we have completed to date. Let me know if you'd like me to stop anywhere, but I'm planning to just scroll through. What was that? I'm sorry?
Could you go back one screen?
Yes, ma'am. These are in order of oldest to newest.
And we can certainly provide you with this presentation directly to you.
Okay.
Could you provide us with age demographics?
Yeah, yes. I believe we have that information.
Of our existing portfolio? Yeah, for sure.
Actually, age census. Are you ready to go to the site?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was going through these.
Could I ask another question, Mr. Mayor? So this is not a subsidized categorized project.
Correct. That is correct.
So you might go market rate. So you may be going for long-term funding, you know, 30, 40-year funding through WEED or whoever, but or FHA, but that's to the extent of it. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And Garrett will talk about the site. I think the key here, again, is the two-story product. You know, the fact that we felt like the two-story was the right fit here, given that it was the right transition between the commercial, the highway, and the single family to the east. You know, we've had some discussions about multifamily here. Is it the right fit? Perhaps the thought was, well, this is, you know, what we were proposing here was a three or a four-story product. That's not the case. We felt like the two-story could fit in well here. And as Garrett will walk through, the density, I mean, we're pretty well spread out. The other piece of it, and we've talked about COVID quite a bit, we're seeing more and more interest in this two-story product because of the ability, as Garrett talked about, you can walk directly into your unit. There aren't these common areas, common area hallways, that kind of thing. You have the ability to control your environment much more in an apartment environment than you have in the past. So this is a product that is becoming much more of interest to apartment users. And so, again, that's sort of out there as a marketplace sort of dynamic. But again, we feel like this is the right fit for the site too. So just thought we would mention that before we get in.
And so here is a proposed density study. So just as a preface before I dive too deep into this, this document is more or less created as an economic feasibility study for us to understand, with the constraints that we are aware of on site, can we fit enough buildings and units to make it economically feasible for our company? So this has not been engineered. This was drawn by me, so please don't make fun of me too much. And
Garrett is an engineer.
Not a civil engineer. So as of right now, the tip of this is pointing north. This is Loomis. And Rawson runs east to west up here. Because this is a long parcel, I'm going to go ahead and rotate it. So I'm sorry for disorienting the group, but I feel like it'd be easier to see the site plan if I laid it out like this. So let me know if you have any issues with this. So I think it's important with this site to start off by mentioning some of the constraints that we have laid out. I know it's a complicated site plan, and it may not be the easiest to see right off the bat. So first one I'm going to talk about is topography. I know you guys had mentioned it as the horseshoe site, which I'd never actually heard before until now. So, yep. And so right about there, the site jumps 20 to 30 feet up from the east, or from the north, rather. And it plateaus out for a while, and it eventually drops back down 20 feet, 30 feet as we go south. And so with that, we've had to space apart the product and the units, and that has created some environmental barriers as well. Beyond that, there is currently a conservation zoning type here, which I've been made aware is out of date. But that conservation area, which you can see running through here, is labeled a light green. We have done our best in this current density study to avoid any complications with that. Beyond that, there is a number of wetlands on site, and the delineation is slightly out of date. But the last delineation that we have in reference with the GIS on Franklin's website, you can see the wetlands also in a white border here, and we have done our best to avoid those and their respective setbacks. Beyond that, detention is needed on our site, and you'll see that in blue. Given the topography of the site, we are spreading it out as much as possible to work with what we've got. And the last major constraint is access. So currently, this site does not have any access rights to Loomis. Beyond that, we do not own the additional parcel to the east over here that on the GIS has a hashed out access road. Beyond that, to the south, are the only two known access points into the single family neighborhood. And so as of right now, we have had conversations with WISDOT, and they are interested in constructing an access point at the southwest corner here that would connect across to the ballpark commons to where that kind of dead end road exists currently. There has been some brief discussions back and forth with the city. We've been made aware of a few options that have been run through. It is our proposal to pursue those options and understand what's out there in terms of access and what could work on this parcel. Is that rain? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whoever's car windows are open,
oh my gosh.
You're in trouble.
Additionally, we would also pursue the access point potentially through the Terrace Drive on the northeastern portion of the site that's hashed out here. And I'll zoom in a bit. I see some people are squinting. Oops. Does that make it a bit more clear? Currently, that does run through a number of wetlands, and so we would have to go through a process there.
Have you thought of any paths or trails?
Yeah, we have. And so this does not show our full landscape package or our full amenity package. And so this is one of those items where we do lean on the community to see what people would like to see out here. And we wholeheartedly agree. We think a trail system through this conservation and wetland area would be useful and would be nice and would help people get out of their apartment and go for a walk, which is something myself living in an urban situation downtown, I have not been able to do with the COVID situation. So being able to have a walking trail I think would be nice, and we are definitely open to that idea.
Yeah.
And so like I had mentioned, we are not showing the full amenity package here. This is not a complete landscaping document that has not been engineered, so we will be looking to meet all codes and all requests in regards to landscape, trails, recreation spaces, and other things that we'd be able to fit within the space on our site. And lastly, I think I'd like to mention that this will be constructed in one phase. We don't plan on doing just a few buildings and then waiting to see how they play out and continuing. We will construct almost all of our developments in one single phase, or one single construction mobilization, rather. So,
what would you guess the value?
The value of the entire project?
Hard construction value.
Hard cost? Roughly $51 to $53 million, with soft cost included, $60 to $70. And so with that, that would conclude the presentation that we have prepared. We'd like to open it up to any comments or questions and feelings you have for us.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you for coming to Franklin and taking a look at our city and being excited about the location. Just some thoughts. Reading through... Oh, I'm sorry. Unless I have the mask on. I agree with a number of the comments that our staff has made. Have those been made available to you in the packet that we have tonight? And in terms of zoning, I would probably want to go with a PDD rather than the alternative on that. But going through the history of Franklin and what was envisioned for that area of the community was a little bit more mixed use rather than completely residential. I think the product that you're showing us up here looks really good. I think it looks like a good fit. I agree with the two-story, probably fits more in line with the neighborhoods that are around it. Obviously, you have a very high-value subdivision directly across the road, so we would definitely want to mirror that high value and with architectural interest, whatever. I think the strongest comment I'd like to make is we've looked at that area for so long as being a little bit more mixed use. And being the city center, so to speak. And boy, I would sure love to see that maybe northeast point or at least some of the buildings along Loomis be a little bit more mixed use. I don't know if you've driven around the area and you've seen the Drexel Town Square over in Oak Creek. It's a newer area, but it's the residential on top, but the first level has nice restaurants, a little bar, a little boutique bar, coffee shop, sandwich shop, hair salon, and that sort of thing. I would really like to see more of that along that corridor. And have you looked at any of doing that in any of your other developments?
We have completed a number of both horizontally and vertical mixed-use products. And looking at this site here, we just saw the constraints that were out there in regards to the C1 zoning type mm-hmm. that encumbers the majority of our site, as well as the topography mm-hmm. and the wetlands and the setbacks they would incur. Looking at this specifically here, it's a tough line to see because it's black. The wetlands and the wetland okay. setbacks, you know, leave a relatively short space here. So the ability to get big in terms of building size that would allow for tons of commercial is difficult, while potentially not impossible. And so I think one of the questions that we have is the malleability of the C1 conservation district. And moving around with that opens up some space on the site that might allow us to get maybe a bit more mm-hmm. vertical with some of the product, or potentially have some horizontally integrated mixed use.
Mm-hmm. Well, the C1 district doesn't exist any longer, and the PDD gives you some right. flexibility in how you work with setbacks and conservancies.
And that's why my thought was to opt for the PDD rather than gotcha. A hard, fast zone on it.
PDD.
Yeah.
Alderman Nelson.
I agree with the mixed use. That's, you know, looking at what Oak Creek has at Drexel Town Square is extremely successful, high demand. Perhaps if there was some sort of integration of that plan here, would also not only help your project, but perhaps the one across the street. So, you know, we're looking at if, you know, I'm not a real fan of apartments, but if we were going to do something where you're going to have a high-end success rate, I mean, you're it's not a cheap date to live where you're going to live there. I mean, you said $1,700 a month for a two-bedroom?
That's correct.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a chunk of change. And in order to get that demographic and to get that person's family in here, it's good to offer them something like Alderwoman Hanneman said, and I think that it would also help with the other project across the street if it was to move forward. So please take a look at that if you can.
And so as a question, are you guys thinking more of a horizontally integrated mixed use or vertical mixed use? Are you looking more towards Drexel Town Center, which is, you know, 4:1 with some underground parking style versus, you know, say we split this up a bit more, State Garden style, 2-3 story with a, you know, some carved out outlots and spaces for commercial itself. How are you envisioning this?
I say you got to look at the market and figure out what yeah. they're going to support.
Yeah.
So from my perspective, and I've been dealing with this particular parcel since 1991, this is a tough site. It's a tough sell, too. And since this thing was manufactured, it's made toast to the rest of the parcel. That's manufactured, by the way. That's not natural.
Yeah,
as
is,
you
that,
know.
Is that part of the single-family development, the leftovers there, or is it manufactured
no,
in a different way?
No, that was a farm field.
Gotcha.
And the owner decided, let's play fun with some bulldozers and a couple of 1,000 dump trucks full of fill. So that screwed up the rest of the parcel. But this has always been a mostly commercial parcel in the city's view. Look at all the historical documents. This has always been retail. So I'm going to sit here and tell you I want retail with some residential as buffer to the residential. But I'm also sitting here thinking $1,700, that's mortgage for that house. So, you know, it's kind of hard to argue that kind of residential value. And then I look at 335 units, and I said, wow, it's a lot of apartments. And I think of myself, that's 335 apartments. That density is supporting retail all around it. So if you came back to me and said it's going to be 260 with a whole bunch of retail along with it, I might be a happier guy. So if you could do mixed use there, as my colleagues are suggesting to you, he might be able to sway me. Access is going to be a huge issue. If you think you're going to head east, I think again, because if you look down here where this road goes,
the duplexes,
that's a condominium development.
Yeah.
It's not duplex. Well, it's duplex condominiums.
Yes.
So you're not arguing with just the street. You're arguing with the whole development. And we've approached that subject with them before. Alderman Mayor, do you care to opine? Now, we do need to talk about the funding of this particular traffic light. There is some belief that the TIF will pay for this. There's no money in the TIF, so we go into a room and close the door. I'd prefer that you gentlemen pay for this as part of your project. So I would put that in your pro forma and make that work out. Glenn, that would be my initial reaction to that. So. Alderman Dendra.
I like what I'm seeing. I hear what the other aldermen and alderpersons are saying in regards to their mixed-use desire. I think the land and the analysis of the land and the density compaction ratios that you're going to come about in this area are going to really dictate what is possible over here. And, you know, hey, we can always say we want to see retail, but we've got a lot of commercial mixed-use development with the Rock development, and you've got it just to the east of there with the shopping centers. I'm concerned about your price point at $1,700. Okay, I think it may be steep when across the street's going to probably have a price point of $1,300 to $1,400. Okay. Mm.
I think they're at 17.
They're at 17 with a 2 or 3. So I would check, we'll see if those numbers are public.
We do an extensive market research study. We've looked at a number of competitors.
I know there's a lot of restrictions on there. I was wondering about park. Now, do you have underground parking, or do you have slab on grade parking?
So if you look at this building here. There are direct access garages, and I'll try and draw it here the best I can. Direct access garages would lead in here and here. On top of that, it would be augmented with some surface parking across the street.
You're able to reach the surface parking numbers that the city of Franklin has?
I'm not aware of these specific ratios, but given the 51-acre site that we have, we believe that we should be able to meet any parking requirements and within the region of each unit to be accessible.
But you got a lot of other restrictions you're meeting in regards to the conservancies and the wetlands, so that it's going to get gobbled up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Don't forget snow storage.
Yeah. And as the mayor chimed in, does the city have any money to give you? No. I hope you're not looking for it. But that's something that you can have discussions with as this, if it moves forward. That's about it.
Anybody else? Mike? Alderman Barber.
My concern also is parking.
Use your mic to ask. Use the microphone, Mike.
My concern also is parking. And if you're looking at a two-bedroom unit, you could possibly have 3 cars there. You know, a husband, a wife, and a child have a car. And then visitor parking on top of that on occasion. So. My concern would be that accommodation in the future as far as you develop your plans and what would be out there. That's a lot of parking.
What are we parking in Grand Rapids at?
Yeah. So I can talk about parking all day. So please stop me if I go too crazy here. So no dog parks, lots of parking. Yeah, I think we should be able to park this. Each of these units has a tandem space in front of their garage, which would allocate 18 and a half feet for extra parking. So you would have a garage space, you would then have a driveway space, and
about if it comes further on, and that's presented, I'd like to see how that fits.
And so on-street parking would be prohibited or allowed around the apartments?
There would be dedicated spaces. It would not necessarily be
I know, but say they're having guests.
Yes, it would be allowed.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Alderman Wilhelm. Okay. Questions for us?
No.
Okay.
You're good with that. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
this.
Next item is G6, Askren Wrestling Academy on page 91. Do we have another document here that outlines the agreements between Askren and Condor? Mr. Eddy, welcome. Your first council meeting.
Yes, happy to be here. There's another resolution that was.
Check your mic.
It's on. Okay. Supposedly.
Then grab that thing. Grab the other one.
Hello. All right. There is another resolution that was approved by the Planning Commission. Our Planning Commission at your meeting on June 18th, which included a series of conditions that a few of whom are or which are a little bit different from the ones that are included in the resolution for tonight that were more specific to the site plan. The first four conditions are roughly the same. The fifth condition was the applicant will install a fence along the entire length of the north property line. Prior issuance of occupancy permits, main entrance to the building must be at the back of the building. Condition seven was the applicant will provide additional lighting in the parking lot prior to issuance of occupancy permits, subject to staff review and approval. Eight, the applicant will place no trespassing signs so as to prevent trespassing on the property to the north, which was the original objector, who then withdrew his objection. Number nine is the applicant shall install security cameras subject to staff review and approval. So those were conditions that were attached specifically to the site plan for this project.
Is there a motion to approve resolution 2020 imposing conditions or restrictions, the approval of special use wrestling gymnasium and instruction use upon a property located 9760 South 60th Street, Benjamin M. Askren Wrestling Academy, LLC applicant who promises not to get me on a mat like I was when, but not me on a mat like I did when I was a kid. Alderman Hanneman.
I will make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Alderman Dandria?
I'll just let everyone know, the council members know, that this has been extensively vetted through Plan Commission on a few meetings. And so this is a compromised solution to this project.
And the Economic Development Commission looked at it and recommends approval as well. Alderwoman Hanneman.
Yes, I will agree with Alderman Dandria on that it's gone through some iterations of meetings and working with the businesses in that area. Note for the record that there are comments that I had submitted to Plan Commission and Economic Development Commission with concerns for the parking lot in that particular location, but given the vetting and the recommendations of those commissions, I'll recommend moving forward with the approval.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Good luck. Good luck.
Move on to item G7, resolution to reimburse Oakwood at Ryan LLC for installation of an oversized water main. Mr. City Attorney. Mr. City Engineer.
You may remember the good old days when we could pack the council chambers. We had a whole room full of people upset that we were talking about extending water main down 76th Street. As a compromise or an alternate solution, the developer funded the project to bring it down what we call 80th Street, basically down the backside, so we wouldn't have to special assess all the residents and property owners. As part of that project, we asked them to oversize it from an 8 to a 16-inch main. The agreement said that starting February, the year after we accept it, we will make our first of 5 payments. The water main was constructed last fall, placed in service. We technically haven't accepted it. I can tell you that as of now, all the punch list items related to the water main have been completed.